You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's election season and the Oakland mayor's race is underway. 10 candidates are vying for the big city position. As in past elections, KELW will be bringing you interviews with all the mayoral candidates. First up is activist Jesse Smith. He spoke with KELW's Janae Darden about his plans to take on the major issues facing the city if he wins.
My background is as an activist and focusing on issues of police corruption, and in the last couple of years, also on the rise of Nazi activity. I attend those rallies. I plead the Fifth Amendment on what I do there. And this has been my main focus for the last 10 years or so.
Are you originally from Oakland?
No. I've lived in Oakland for about 15 years. Originally from all over the country, moved around a lot growing up. Parents were drug dealers during the drug war, so we never stayed in one place very long.
So you're running for mayor. Why do you want to be mayor of Oakland?
I believe I have the best solutions to the problems we face, and I also understand that no one person is qualified to lead Oakland. And the Office of Strong Mayor, which is unique to Oakland, allows for the decentralization of power. If elected, I would donate the entirety of my salary, which is about $1 million over the course of 4 years, to bringing on advisors and experts from the community, whether that's academic experts or experts because they are from here.
And you mentioned experts because one thing I noticed about you following you is that you say that you are a single issue candidate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's been issues in Oakland with policing. There's been scandals, racial profiling, racial violence involving police. So what is your idea or plan for how to address those situations?
The problem is fundamental and systemic. If we fired every Oakland cop today and replace them with saints tomorrow, within a few years we'd be back in the same situation. The problem is the design of the institution. Basically, my proposal is effectively the temporary privatization of policing by giving every community its own stipend from the government, like a charter school voucher, to hire their own security to their own standards. After 10 years, this would turn into Mad Max. Privatizing police would be a huge problem. However, it would be very effective at disrupting the police union. It would also increase local hiring and build social networks that would go on after. Currently, in wealthier neighborhoods in Oakland, they have private security. And if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for everyone else.
Okay, so another issue that I wanted that's impacting you is housing. And so I know you're homeless, correct? Mm-hmm. How long have you been homeless or unhoused? Which term do you prefer to use?
Currently, I've been homeless for a few months now. I didn't start the campaign homeless, and I've been homeless at different periods in my life, experienced different types of homelessness, some much more abject. I don't like how we're talking about homelessness at large, because this is more an expression of racism. The camps are estimated to be 75% black.
So I know you said this is not your expertise as far as solution, but what is your idea for housing?
This is not my area of expertise. What they say is you have to have 10,000 hours in an area to be an expert. And so I wouldn't even really talk about the solutions. These are macroeconomic matters.
What do you think about dense housing?
High-density poverty housing, that inflicts intergenerational trauma. That is harmful to children. I grew up in, what we call projects, and as it inflicts intergenerational trauma, specifically towards one race, it promotes the agenda of white supremacy. And so I completely oppose tiny homes proposals and other such high-density solutions. High-density housing and tiny homes for techies, if, they want a tiny home as a fashionable alternative to show how hip they are, great.
What do you think about, speaking of poor jobs, mm-hmm. We're hearing that, the economy is doing well, but we're also hearing from people who say, my check doesn't stretch as far as it did 20 years ago. What would you do about that? Because right now, the tech industry is big here, but not everyone works in the tech industry. Not everyone wants to work in the tech industry.
If there's thousands of people living in tents in every city, the economy is terrible. So I turned 18 during the first tech boom, and I started started working and building a life. And that tech boom, the tech workers were actually affluent, and it trickled down to the rest of us. I was working in restaurants, having, getting great tips. I even got to work in the tech industry as a project manager. And there was a lot of opportunity created by the first tech boom. But what we're seeing now is, even though the tech workers are being paid a lot of money, they are being charged a lot in rent, and they're not actually affluent. They're not able to spread the wealth around.